USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Polls show the lowest support ever for impeaching President Trump. This is the Judiciary Committee. Debates articles of impeachment for hours and hours. The debate sharply split along party lines. Here's Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
Well, don't call facts facts here. There's no crime. You know why? It's interesting. My friend from California just said, Where are they on these different things? Where's the Democrats? My question is, where's your crimes? You talk about them. You want people to think they're there. You want people to come out and say, well, there's bribery, extortion, high-minded words. And you do it over and over and over again. The problem is, if you had it, you would have put articles on it. You don't have it, so you didn't put articles on it.
And a new Axios poll shows all this talk about impeachment actually helping President Trump and his numbers in three key battleground states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.